This is Requiem Bells Where Weird Glows Gleam, written by K-Burb and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and DC crossover fic, rated for general audiences. Summary. Cass was always the only one who understood why Tim believed in superstitions, which is why she was his first call to join the Titans on a mission to Amity Park. Tim had grown up in a house of superstitions. Par for the course when your parents study long-dead cultures. There were myths and old tales you believed, traditions you followed. With the house so empty so often, Tim felt safest when he remembered to throw salt over his shoulder or hold his breath past graveyards. He already had the bad luck of absent parents. He didn't need any more of it. Damien always scoffed at his beliefs. "That's ridiculous, Drake," he'd say in that perpetually snobbish tone of his. "Those beliefs are long disproven." Dick seemed to find it endearing. "I used to lift my feet over railroad tracks," he'd confided in Tim once, but his tone was conspiratorial, like telling a funny anecdote about the person he'd grown up from being. He didn't get it, didn't understand that these things were real. Steph teased him for it, but he'd caught her more than once swerving to avoid walking under a ladder. Jason wouldn't speak to him about superstitions. Duke shrugged them off. Cass believed him. "Not black cats, though," she signed to him, the first time she witnessed his morning routine. Immediately, she'd questioned him about it. "No," Tim agreed. "Black cats have done nothing wrong." So, when the Titans were called to a strange city with a long history of ghost stories, the first person he called was Cass. Now, she stands by his side in Amity Park, pushing her hair out of her eyes as the cold October wind whips around them. The whole town feels wrong somehow. If he listens hard enough, Tim is sure he'll hear the wind warning them to leave. Con, the only other person who ever seemed to understand that Tim truly believed in the supernatural, truly believed his routines kept him safe, stands on his other side. He shifts uneasily, clearly sensing the same things as Tim and Cass are. The other Titans mutter behind them, and Tim wonders if they can feel it in the air as well. "Well," Tim says as brightly as he can muster, clapping his hands together. "Shall we?" "I mean," Bart hedges, and Tim glances back at him. His usually bouncy friend is fidgeting, which is normal, but there's a nervousness to it. "When we were doing research, we did come across that story of the town's existing defender." "No," Cass says, shaking her head. "You were called." Tim nods. "Cass is right," he tells his team. "We brought her for a reason, and no," he says, glaring at Bart, "not just to make me feel better. Cass is good with the unknown, better than any of us, and this entire town is the definition of unknown." "Here's the situation," Con says, stepping forward. He has his tablet open, case information on the screen, and the team gathers around. "We were called by an unknown source, claiming to be an ally." "Yes," he says, interrupting whatever Bart was going to interject. "We do believe this unknown ally to be the town's already existing defender, as you pointed out already." Bart shifts, looking chastised, and Tim wants to snicker. He's the technical leader, sure, but whenever Con steps up, the others listen. "It doesn't matter that this vigilante, whoever they are, exists. We were called." Cass, who Tim had briefed, points to the tablet, then looks to Tim. "It says new ghost," she signs. "It does," Con agrees aloud. When he and Tim started dating, he'd put in the effort to learn sign language and had come a long way. The others, though, look confused at the brief exchange. "She pointed out that there's a report of a new ghost," Tim explains, which, well, is weird. "Very," Bart agrees. "Who reports a new ghost?" "Unless the town is used to ghosts," Cassie adds. "Which we believe they are," Con agrees. "It seems that the ghost stories are, to the town's understanding, real. And this contact doesn't believe the new ghost is someone they can handle alone, which is why we were called in." Bart raises an eyebrow. "If it's really a ghost, which I find hard to believe, How do we fight a ghost? Carefully, is Cass's deadpan reply. Cassie sighs. Funny, she says, which is progress. A lot of people don't always understand when Cass is joking, taking her too seriously. But also, Bart is right. Ghosts aren't real. It's gotta be something else. And if, by some insane miracle, it is a ghost, we've never fought one before. That's where our contact comes in, Tim reminds her. They gave us a location and time, which should be just about now, he adds, checking his watch. You fight a ghost with a ghost, comes a voice, and the entire team jumps, moving quickly from their circle. Unnoticed by any of them, despite their collective heightened vigilance, a young man has appeared. He'd be unassuming if not for his stark white hair and bright green eyes. It just so happens that this ghost can't do it alone. He's real, Bart whispers, eyes wide. The man smirks. He is. They stand for a moment, Cassie still poised for a counterattack. Con is standing closest to Tim, eyes narrowed at the newcomer. It's Cass who moves forward, extending a hand. Black Bat, she says, simply. He takes her hand in his. Phantom, he responds, shaking it. I'm the one who reached out to you. Yes, our ghost stories are real. Yes, I do already protect this town. Yes, I have been listening to you this entire time, he states, as if reading Tim's mind, looking directly at him. Sorry, but I needed to get a read for just how much I'd have to explain. And? Tim asks. A lot, the man admits. Not so much to you, he adds, switching to sign language as he nods towards Tim, Con, and Cass. Tim hides his surprise. But the non-believers? Well, let's get them briefed, yeah? The end.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, weird glows gleam where spirits dwell. Restless bones he realize rise as spooks of every size. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.